Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, this afternoon, we're excited to have with us the new Executive Director of the North Dakota FFA. Her name is Beth Allen. Congratulations, Beth, on the new job, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Well, let's talk about you a little bit. I know you have been with the foundation over the last few years, so this isn't probably a new building for you, but maybe just give us a little brief history of who Beth Allen is.
I am a native of North Dakota. I've lived in, I actually haven't gone very far. I live on my family farm southwest of Mandan. I have worked for the FFA Foundation for the past 4 years as the fiscal manager. And prior to that, I come with 4 years of experience working with the North Dakota FFA Association through career and technical education.
Well, you're definitely coming into a job at a trying time right now with the COVID-19 coronavirus. And even though I don't believe, you know, FFA has stopped its activities, you know, it has hindered them a little bit, either from, I would think, a fundraising or just doing activities. So maybe just talk about that a little bit and some of the challenges you're going to be experiencing right out of the get-go.
Yeah, you know, it is going to be very unique for us. Being able to meet people face-to-face is going to be a challenge. And getting out there and getting people connected and still connected or reconnected with FFA just because of the times we're in. But to know that FFA is still a strong program, and I don't foresee that it missing a beat. The State Association has done a great job in keeping things going for our youth, and we as the foundation want to do that too.
Well, you're going to be taking over responsibilities from Tommy Winders, who had previously been serving as the executive director. So maybe for folks that don't quite understand the things you're going to be doing on a daily basis, just talk about what kind of responsibilities you will have with your new job.
Sure. The majority of my job will be fundraising for our youth and FFA in North Dakota. And some of the other areas are programming. We do. We are responsible for Ag in the Classroom grants. We get those funds through the North Dakota Ag Department, and we usually get them on a 2-year contract. And so we will be giving out those funds for those that apply for Ag in the Classroom grants. We also have the Blue Jacket Bright Future program that will be kicking off here, and people have already started to give to it. We've released it out on social media, and we'll be sending letters out to members that have given to that in the past. And that is such a wonderful program to give a blue jacket to a deserving student. It has just done a phenomenal job for our youth.
It's one of those things that folks keep those jackets for a heck of a long time once they get them.
Yes, they do. And they get them, you know, it's really awesome because they get them anywhere from their 7th grade to 9th grade. So they get a chance to use them for quite a while.
Now, I think I saw recently, and this might have been as the transition as you were working to get into the job, but weren't some of those schoolroom grants recently given out?
Yeah, that was for the first part of it, for the first last year. And now this time is for this year. And so we actually extended some of our deadlines for last year's because of COVID. So the people that have received them last year, we extended the deadlines so because they weren't able to do some of their projects or their activities that they planned on doing. So they still have time to do those before we have to turn our annual report in to the North Dakota Ag Department.
Now, I know this is day one, might be an unfair question, but obviously getting back to the coronavirus, COVID-19, has it been tough for the organization over the past 6 months to do the fundraising that it needs? Are you going to be having to hit the streets running?
You know, I do plan on hitting the streets running anyway. We have been very fortunate. Our supporters and our state of North Dakota is an amazing state, and our supporters are through and through. They give no matter what, and we are just so thankful for them. That even during hard times, they are willing to dig deep and still give to an organization that they believe in for our youth in our state, because that is what it is all about.
The fundraising that you're going to be doing, is it a lot of in-person, or do you have to do it through Zoom and other channels right now? I suppose it's up to the business you're going to talk to.
Correct. You know, I will ultimately leave it up to them. I hope to do it face-to-face. I'm a pick-up-the-phone type girl and talk on the phone and face-to-face, because half of what I have to say with my hands. So at a disadvantage to them if they don't get the full aspect, I guess.
If there is a business out there listening right now and are backers of the FFA, but they haven't done so on a sponsorship level, what would be the advice you would give them if they want to be more of a part of the FFA?
You know, I just encourage them to let us help you tell your story. You know, you partnering with us is only going to further your business and get your name out there more, because that shows the community that you're dedicated and you want to be part of it. And, you know, whether it's in one part of the state or another, North Dakota is not all that big, I don't think. And our youth get to see a lot. And it doesn't matter what type of business they're in, whether it's farming, nursing, you know, the realms, our students are active in FFA, and they go on to succeed very well in many forms and aspects in their careers.
Are there different levels of support, Beth? Can you be a small operation and maybe not give what a Bobcat or some other major sponsor would do?
Oh, yes, of course. We have multiple levels of sponsorship. You know, we have some that might just be able to give a blue jacket to a deserving young person, or we have those that would like to be one of our star partners, and we have six levels of that, anywhere from 3,000 up to 25,000. And in between there, we have a lot of contests that go on. We have our winter leadership program that goes on that takes funds for the association to put that on to keep the funds low or the cost low for our youth to attend. And we have just anything that anybody would want to donate is worthwhile and very appreciated.
Perfect. Is there a website or a telephone number you'd like to give out?
Yeah, they can reach us at 701-224-8390. And that's our phone number in our Bismarck office. And then we have ndffafoundation.com is where they can visit us on our website.
Again, that was Beth Allen, the new executive director of the North Dakota FFA. You're listening to Farm Talk. We'll be back with more in just a moment.